from your tree. Rise to a new day with each one's golden key.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And tonight my special guest is just a really cool guest. You guys are going to love him. His name is Nobo, that's G-N-O-B-O, Calypso, and he is going to speak on Chaldean numerology. He's a master Chaldean numerologist, and this is really going to be interesting for those of you who are into numbers and what they mean. This is different than the usual stuff you hear. So, Nobo, welcome to the show. I'm really excited to have you on.
Why, thank you, Dr. Valerie. I'm very excited to be here as well.
Yeah, this is going to be so much fun.
Yes,
and,
it is.
Before we get started and I have you introduce yourself, let me just do the call-in numbers real quick because I know people are going to want to call and ask you questions because, you know, it's always about me. So we'll let them call in and ask you.
That's why I'm here.
That's right. We'll let them ask you what it means for them. So the toll-free number in the U.S. is 877-876-5227, and the toll-free number for Canada is 888-815-9756, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. Also, I am available to get your questions on the fast chat. Quick chat with BBS Fast Chat. You can click on that off the index page. It wasn't working for me last week. This week it's working. And you can type your question in there, and then I will ask Nobo. Okay, so now that's all out of the way. Nobo, go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got into this.
Well, I've been a reader for about 20 years. I specialized in palmistry at one time, and I specialized in tarot, and I'm a Voyager Tarot consultant. But my main concern when I went through college was to look for accuracy. And I like sciences, and Chaldean numerology is a soft science, as is psychology is a soft science. But Chaldean numerology dates about 10,000 years, and whereas psychology is an infant science. So I was more drawn to Chaldean numerology than psychology. When I was in college taking psychology, I found the Pythagoras Western numerology many years ago. And I dropped out of college and I decided to study with some master numerologists, and I got my Western numerology down packed pretty well. And then I started seeing that Western numerologists weren't taking the master numbers all the way up. And they do go up to 100. And I saw that a lot of them were stopping about, some of them stopped at 33 and stopped at 44. And so I began, if the master numbers are there, there must be a reason for them to be there. And I saw that when they were doubled as a master number, that the person was carrying a lot of nervous energy, a lot of, I got to go, 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 I got to do, and they could never calm this down. They would just, and they were flummoxed as to why, you know, I just created this thing, I just did this wonderful thing, I just started my own business, and I just still have this feeling of go, 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 do. And so even though they were in the positive side of it, they weren't realizing that their vibrations were so high. Like a master number of 55, say, carries a high intelligence. It's called master intelligence. So the person's always formulating, always the mind's just working overtime, and they can't calm it down. And I've seen that a lot of people have turned towards marijuana or maybe a couple glasses of wine, then it increases. And it wasn't to go into an addiction. It was, I've got to calm this energy down. And the reason why it's so high is because our nervous systems are so slow. Our nervous systems aren't fast enough to compete with these high vibrations that are coming through, the keynotes or sonics, which they're also called. And so a person with master numbers resonates on a much higher level. Say, if someone's a 55, they're not really resonating on the number five, which is freedom and adventure and excitement and being charismatic, but they're resignating on a master intelligence number. We're talking about a very high IQ. So what I did is go real deep into the study of Chaldean numerology, and I started working with a lot of people on it, and I found that, yes, the master numbers must go up to 100 because it was greater accuracy for me to interpret what was resonating from these people. And then I was able to bring out the potentials and swing them out of the negative, because when we come into the physical plane, we have that duality where we can easily, if we don't understand what is going on with us, we can easily fall into the physical mode of expression and kind of lose ourselves, even though we don't want to, but we just don't understand.
Yeah,
so,
just get swept away.
Exactly.
By the way, we have a question already from a listener.
Okay.
If you're ready.
Yeah.
She wants to know what her destiny is, life destiny. Do you need the name or the birth date for that?
I need her full birth name.
Okay.
Oh, no. For the destiny, I need her birth date.
Okay. The birth date is 10/06/1948.
Okay. So far, she has two zeros in her birth date.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 is a number of completion, so she must have completed quite a few things in previous lifetime. By her carrying a zero before her 6 means that she's given opportunities within her potentials in this lifetime. So, and then she has the angels.
I'm sorry, I kind of lost you there. She has the what?
Oh, I'm adding her up now.
Okay.
Okay. Does our caller have a first name?
Yeah, Madeline.
Okay, Madeline. Your birthday is considered your tool chest, or toolbox. It's the tools that you use when you come in here. In your toolbox, you have a lot of opportunity. You also have a high vibrational number of 19 when you add the numbers together. You have a 19-1, which is the completion of the numbers. That the 19-1 starts out as a karmic lesson number. You've decided that you want to come in and have selfless goals in this lifetime. You've probably gone through a few tests that seem pretty extraordinary. And since you were born in 1948 and you're living in 2007, I imagine you went through the test just fine. So what happens is that the 191 switches over into a protection number. It's like an umbrella of protection. You always feel fortunate in what you do because you don't receive irrational consequences. You don't have a lot of mishaps following after you. You also have a number when you join the 1 and the 6 together is the 16. Karmic number, which brings you into family, love and family, and decisions to be made and responsibilities with the family. What I call KL number. It shows that there may be some challenges with family and with love and with the home. But when you bring all of your numbers together, it comes down to a number 1. And the number 1 is a pioneer. The number 1 is the one who paves paths. The number 1 is the center. Number 1 is considered monad. Number 1 is heart-centered because in the center of us is our heart, and that's the main driving force. So you're to be accurate, you're a 19/1 with a KL of 16. And also, you have a very interesting toolbox because you also brought over some psychic abilities because you have an 11 in your numbers, and 11 stands for it's a master number, and it means that you are driven by your intuition and you're inspired by things. So as a number 1, as an individual who wants to reach attainment, who wants to attain You can only do so through your intuition. And since you have the blanket of the 191 over top of you, the high fortunate number, and the zeros for opportunity, you brought in two zeros, so you must have done some pretty extraordinary thing in previous lifetimes, you're able to meet more opportunities than most people. And as an individual, that's very good, because then there's not a disruption, say, of you carting along an entourage or somebody else along with you who can receive the same energy at the time and misuse it. So all the opportunities that are around you are specifically for you. So consider your toolbox comes in at a 191 with a KL of 16.
Interesting. So that's a fortunate lady.
Very fortunate, and it's a 19/1 with a KL16 with another slash of the highlighting master number of 11. This woman is a psychic. She has psychic abilities. She's very intuitive. She works with inspiration, and this is a good woman. She's in her toolbox. But I would have to see the rest of her numbers to see her her heart's desire, the persona, the essence and purpose and things like that. Like soul.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an excellent.
Cool.
It's an excellent toolbox.
Okay, cool. And Madeline says, wow. I'm reading this off the fast chat.
she's a fortunate lady. I hope that everything's working to her benefit.
Well, you know, I think, as with so many of us, and this is why I love what you do, it helps to see that. It helps to know that, yeah, you know, maybe you thought things should be more fortunate or things should work well. And when you see it in the chart, it's like, wow, okay, now I know that's supposed to happen, and that kind of gives
right.
you a jump. It's like what you and I were talking about with the kids. And the thing that fascinated me when we first talked was when you were talking about 22s and 55s and how they're either in mental institutions or they're in prison if they can't, you know, get past the negative energy and if they can't deal with all that nervous energy and actually transcend. And one of my best friends here is 22, and what, didn't you say he was like a quadruple 55 or something?
He's a quad 5.
Yeah, so I mean, if anybody was going to go off the deep end, it'd be somebody like that, and he's one of the most spiritual people I know. So, you know, but he went through a lot of difficulties when he was younger, and you know, certainly had plenty of opportunity to end up in jail. So I think it really shows if we could get this type of knowledge out to the schools, out to the children, and, you know, screen them right away and teach them how to use that energy. And I think probably we're going to find there's an awful lot of kids coming up now with these master numbers.
Correct. Especially when we're transitioning from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've decided that a master numerologist, especially a master Chaldean numerologist, must pay attention to the master numbers that go up to 100, because people that have been coming in recently within the last 100 years are here to help through the transition from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age, which basically means we're going from a crystallized group consciousness that was rather dogmatic and patriarchal to a age of being an enlightened individual. And so I've mm-hmm. seen that these master numbers are pouring in to help with this transition, but because of the old Piscean age, they're getting lost in the old conventions, and they're mm-hmm. not getting clarity of why am I different from you? Why do I feel so intense all the time? And then people will say, well, he's just as nervous as a tick. Or, you know, you're so nervous, maybe you ought to be on a psychotropic or an antidepressant or something. When it's not
yeah.
that at all, they find that chemistry just off balances what they're resonating from, and it causes even more problems, it causes greater depression, and it causes a lot of violence. And the numbers, they resonate with this, with these attributes. They resonate with these keynotes. They resonate with the sonics. And it's not going to go away. The only thing that I found that really helps with these numbers is for one to be aware of their potential and then to seek different aids that could... are you
We've
there?
Got another caller. Now go ahead and finish it to...
there has
so to know
be,
the numbers and...
There, to realize what their potentials are and also to find the different aids that can be used to help keep the person within those potentials. And this is why I've decided to do your show, Dr. Valerie, because you have those aids in your tinctures. Because when I have very high master numbers, and I'm always on, like, resonating at a very high level. Most people who know me know that I'm like this spinning top that just never stops, but I've come to accept that. And when I tried one of your tinctures, especially the tune-up, I found that it was in total, it was almost symbiotic with my resonance, even though that it didn't stop me spinning, say, like a Xanax would.
Mm-hmm.
But what it did was it complemented and it helped me reach higher to not a greater understanding, but a greater feeling of fulfillment, that I have clarity within my vibration. And that's
well,
the type
you.
Of thing that people need, is healing tools like that that are unconventional. Say, I would
well,
rather
that's,
take
that's
your,
exactly, yeah, that's exactly
I would rather
that's,
take your tune-up tincture than I would a Xanax. Because
well, yeah, there's no side effects.
And
no, the only side effect is greater connection with your highest self. Hey, we've got a caller on the line. Who's calling in, please?
Hi, this is Scotty.
Hey, Scotty.
How you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
I wanted to ask Noble a question.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me, Noble?
I can hear you.
Great. I was wondering if you could explain how the Chaldean numerology can help to better understand the self when, you know, all of us are dealing with, you know, our issues and learning to overcome them, or maybe we already have. But and I'd like to relate that to creating relationships, romantic relationships between people, and how that helps.
Okay, what's great about the Chaldean numerology is you really have to go to a master Chaldean numerologist, because it's not just finding out what the numbers are, it's balancing the numbers for the individual. And that's where the gift and talent of the numerologist lies, in being able to balance the numbers. And what I do when I do a person's chart, I draw them out in a pentagon shape. And I start with the higher self, which comes in with the toolbox, and I bring them all the way down to the planet, which is the essence number, which is the vowels and consonants added all together. And the vowels and consonants show to me previous lifetimes and then what their path and goals and essence and destiny is on this planet. And the numbers, when they're all lined up at the bottom, they tell you a story. 1 through 8, in Chaldean numerology, we use 1 through 8. And when you look at the numbers, and you're a good numerologist, you could see the numbers are actually telling you a story. And in some of the numbers, when they're grouped together like that, there's numbers missing. Like, say, I'll look at someone's numbers and I'll see a 6 missing. Well, that says to me that this person doesn't really connect with family. The person doesn't realize what love in the home means, what beauty in the home means, or to be a part of the community. So I try to, if the person comes to me and says, well, you know, I'm really liking this person, Sam, how do you think this would work out? And I would tell them, let's hope that that person has a 6, because you need to have somebody in your life who loves beauty in the home, who wants a marriage relationship, you know, not a conventional one, not let's march to church and get married, but a partnership, and knows how to express that type of relationship. And if the person is a 6, I would welcome them to pursue the relationship. If I look at the person's numbers and I see that that person's missing the sixth too, I see that these two people will be existing in what's called the soul quality denial, and that there could be a lot of conflict, because the soul quality denial is the missing numbers, or it's an extreme amount of numbers. And that means if there's an extreme amount of numbers, that shows a lot of challenges and conflict, like people with a lot of fours in their final numbers that I plant right above Gia, says that I know that this person will never settle down, and one should never expect that person to settle down, but if they meet a six, there's a high possibility of them doing so.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Does that answer your question?
Well, yeah, but I'd like to ask, if someone orders a report for you or has a Chaldean numerology report done, can you print it out and mail it to them, or do it do the email, or how does that work if I want to get a report and I live like in Florida or somewhere?
Well, there's one of two things that I could do. One, my favorite thing to do is, of course, to sit down and speak to the person, because I usually show the person my worksheet. It's very rare that I will give somebody my worksheet. The only person I've done so is Dr. Valerie, because her worksheet was one of the most creative and most the worksheet was filled with spirals and all kinds of things going on in there.
Okay, so can you do this on the phone then?
I could do it on the phone. I can create a tape and mail it to the person, which is very good.
Oh.
Or I can write it up in a report, which to me would be very impersonal.
Okay.
But if that's okay with my client, then that's okay with me.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
So one of three ways. I could do a tape. I prefer to talk with the person, or I can write a report.
Well, thanks for asking that question, Scotty.
Yeah, thanks.
That's all.
Well, thank you.
And we have another question from Anne. She said her birthday is June 28th, 55, and she's wondering what her destiny number is.
Okay, so far she carries a master number of 55. That means that we're talking about an intelligent woman here. So I'm not going to pull any wool over her eyes. I'm going to be straightforward with her and let her know the truth. Six means that she had lots of marriages in previous relationships, and her middle number comes out to a one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll take the master number of 50. She also has, two.
Yes.
I'd like to talk to Anne about this. I need her okay to say over the radio the exact interpretation of her numbers, because they're extraordinary. And if that's okay with her, I'll do so.
Let's see. Anne, if you would please, just text in here. I'm on the fast chat, which is where we got the question. So if you would text in and let us know if it's okay.
For the way her numbers have come out is a very sacred combination of numbers. And for this type of sacred combinations, I do need her permission.
Okay.
To say it live.
Okay, I haven't got anything back from her yet. Hopefully she's still listening. Still nothing coming through. Well, when she does give that permission, then we'll... go back to that. One of the things that I wanted to suggest, too, since we were talking about how you could give a reading to someone who is not in Sedona, my suggestion is that you might get their, get their check or their money order, or however they're going to do it, work the numbers up, make a copy of your chart, send it to them, and then talk to them over the phone and, record a tape while you're doing that.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, because then that way, they can say, oh, well, what's this? And you can say, well, look over here, and you could even make it in quadrants or something, so you can say, look in quadrant 5 or look in the blue quadrant, Okay, now let's look in the orange quadrant, and help them that way so that they can really see what you're doing as you're going through it. Okay, Anne has texted in. You have her okay, definitely.
Okay, Anne, you come in at a 6/66. You have the high sacred number of 666. When you add, that means that you have a destiny of 6, and it's followed by the 66, which is the cosmic mother-father, the cosmic parent, and it is the height of creativity. Since you carry the 666, that is a sacred number that has been tried to turn into Satanism, which it is not. The 666, when you add the numbers together, represents humanity. That's why they tried to squash it, because you resonate on a very high level of creative power. You are a very powerful woman. Love is very vital to you. You're a very enlightened woman. You're a light worker, and everything and anything that you do is for humanity. And I must say, and you are the first person in over 20 years that I've come across that has the 666 in your toolbox. So that tells me that you've had very extraordinary, you've done very extraordinary things in your life. To break it down, it's 6 and then 11 and then 55. So the 6 says that you resonate with home, with beauty, with inspiration, but since it's a 666, it goes beyond that. We're talking about the beauty of the world. We're talking about the red crest of a hummingbird that you are highly inspired by. And then you come in at the 11, which is the high psychic number, and it's filled with attainment and inspiration, so that's doubled in your chart. And then you have the master intelligence. One thing to remember about the 55 is that people with a 55, they're called the as above people. That means that they are dipped into the wisdom of the consciousness of spirit. And spirit includes all the attributes of the monad, all the attributes of the one. And as a 666, you live within the as above, and you bring it to so below, as Bob said. You're an as above, so below person with a high, high, high creative power. And I'm pleased to make your acquaintance this way. And to be frank with you, if I may mention this, Dr. Valerie, Valerie is another person who resonates on that level as well. So Dr. Valerie would understand what that type of creative power means.
And if she's anything like me, she has to create. And it's like you're pushed constantly no matter what you're doing. Even if you don't have the artistic ability or even the time or space to do something, you still will find a way to create because that's the center of your being. And it's like you die if you can't create something. You know, it's a driving force.
And the cosmic parent gives you the ability to see from both ends immediately, very quickly. Mm-hmm. You're able to see from the male parent side and the female parent side very quickly. And it kind of stumps you that people don't have that ability or don't see what you see so fast, because you're, as Dr. Valerie is, your mother-father universe. You're the cosmic mother-father. You just see both sides so swiftly. It just comes to you so swiftly.
And, you know, Anne, I have to say, too, that this helped me a lot. When Nobo told me this, it helped to ease a lot of my frustration, because I've gone through life wondering why people are so slow and why they don't get it. And you know, once I got that reading, then I understood. It's like, oh, everybody doesn't have that ability to see all the sides at once. And so that really kind of notched down my frustration level with the world. And, you know, perhaps it will help you with that, too. And
yes, extraordinary power.
One thing that I wanted to mention, too, before we get much further, is Madeline's asking, what is the cost for a reading with you?
It's $60 an hour.
Okay.
And I use $60 because I use the 6, as love, as I always hope for family warmth for everybody. I hope for I'm a 66.3, like you are, and a good friend of ours is. But I haven't gone to the 666. I do have a 77 in my chart, which is a intensification of the spiritual. But I use the 6 for love, and I use the 0 to give people opportunities. So I make it $60 an hour for love, and I want to make certain that the people have opportunities through their reading.
Excellent. Yeah, and I can tell you, listeners, that Nobo does really do a good reading. It's really worth it, and it really opened up my eyes. I mean, I've done numerology for a number of years, but I do the old kind. And, it gives you a little bit of insight, but not nearly as much. And by the way, we have another person who is saying their birth date is 7/27/64. And this is Dale Ray. I can't quite read it. So 7/27/64.
I do want the readers to understand that by me explaining what is in your birth date, that begins you with your toolbox. That's what you carry over through previous lifetimes. If I had more time, I could almost, if I sat down with Anne, I could tell Anne some of the things that she did in previous lives. So it's a toolbox that you carry. And when I get into the other numbers, the heart's desire, the persona, the essence and the purpose, the pentacles, the cycles, the life goal, and your year, what this year means, is telling you what you are to do with those, with what you brought into this lifetime. So it's kind of like a beginning for you. I'm doing the gentleman's chart, if Dale is a gentleman, and my apologies if you are not.
And we have a caller on the line also, so bear with us a minute, caller. Yeah, and I have to tell you also that, listeners, that when he's talking about doing all these other things, the past life and the soul's desire and all of this stuff, it is really accurate and it will resonate with you. It's really been incredible, and I've had so much fun, you know, just getting this reading on myself and going, yeah, nailed me pretty well. And, you know, stuff that I've known, but you don't want to say it to people because it sounds too egotistical, you know. And it's just stuff you have to deal with. But it helps. Okay, you ready?
Dale's chart.
Hello?
And
yeah, hold
and
on.
Dale's chart is very fascinating. His numbers, did we determine if Dale's a man? Because I really don't want to offend anyone. Dale's chart comes out to a 9-1-1 with a 100 and a KL of 16. And this
yes,
means...
Yes, he's a man.
Okay.
Yeah.
This means that Dale is driven to be a humanitarian, possibly in the medical field. Dale carries an 11 in his toolbox, which is a psychic number as well, a lot of psychics going in. And he does have a 100, which offers a lot of opportunities around him. A 100, when the toolbox comes out to 100, that means that this person has succeeded in quite a bit over his lifetimes. He's had completion. He's reached the number 10 and gone beyond it. But he does carry a KL of 16 in this lifetime, which means that there were some disruptances in relationships in previous lives, and that he could have had some problems with his family in the beginning of this life. There could have been some abuse, and I could certainly see that there is a lot of misunderstanding because this gentleman has a very high consciousness that is not of the norm. And when a person has this type of high consciousness, they are totally misunderstood even by their parents. So, Dale, if you did have problems in your earlier childhood, I want to let you know that that is due to the high, high vibration that you exist off of, and it was not your fault. You are a 9-11-100, with a KL of 16, my friend, and it's a very blessed chart. You've reached a lot of fulfillment in previous lifetimes, and you came here to be of service to mankind. And I think that you wanted to work out some problems with relationships, and that's just saying that when the relationships went bad, don't be bitter. And that's all the KL-16 is, but the KL-16 does show, especially in the toolbox, that there was some challenges as a child. And I don't like to use that word. I don't like to minimize any kind of pain that you experienced in your childhood whatsoever. So I just use the word challenges because I don't want to take it to an extreme. But again, you are a 9/11/100 with a KL of 16, and you are here for selfless service with immense abilities from previous lives. And I want to thank you for being on the planet with us.
Boy, how cool is this? Very, very interesting thing. Yeah.
All these numbers have been remarkable.
Well, I would expect that of our BBS listeners, you know. How could it be any other way? And we do have someone on the line, so caller, who yes. are we speaking with?
Beverly.
Hi, Beverly. Thanks for
calling in.
What's your question?
I also wanted to find my destiny number. My birth date is August 2nd, 1951.
Okay, Beverly also carries a master number of 11, and her final number is a 6. And she comes out to an 8/11. What's good about the 8/11 is your 8 comes from a 1/7. And when you come, I'm hoping, Beverly, that you own your own business.
No, I don't own my own business.
Okay, with a number of 178, it gives you a lot of vitality and courage, and you came into this lifetime to have your own business that is operated from your intuition. It has to be your 11. This high master number of 11 is a very intuitive, very inspirational, very psychic number. And this number highlights an 8, which is a little difficult because the 8 is knows what's going on in the world. They know administration. They know they're concerned about justice. They have executive powers. They're good administrators. They're able to manifest physical things for them. And the thing about an 8 is that you have to realize that what you get in the material world affords you freedom to do the things that you want to do. So an 8 should never gravitate towards the status or the rewards of what they accumulate. Mm-hmm. So your toolbox is a 178/11. So this means that also you are the type of person that I wouldn't be surprised that later on tonight you decided, well, I'm just going to look into this Chaldean numerology thing. You know, research it a little bit, because you're not the type of person who would, if I said, you know, there's a blue cow over in Dr. Stranger's yard, you would say, oh, really? Well, how did the cow get blue? Why is it blue? You would want to know the whys and hows and everything. You just wouldn't accept it and say, oh, joy, there's a blue cow over in so-and-so's yard. You would want to know exactly how this blue cow appeared and why is it blue, and you would probably do a little investigation on it. And that's why it would be great for you to own your own business, and I hope that you look in that direction, because that is part of your life path.
That is one of my goals, yes.
Then you have to do it, Beverly, and you have to do it now, and use your high intuition to do so. You already have the know-how and the knowledge. Eights make certain that what they do is right, to make the right choices, to go to the right places, but they take a lot of time to decide. they're not impractical. They use a rational, practical sense. And this can be confusing because you resonate with a master number of using your intuition. So, you know, there could be some confusion there of what do I do? So let me suggest what to do. Just get out of your head and get into your heart and get your own business going because it's your path.
All right. That sounds great.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Beverly.
Okay.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to mention, too, our listeners are asking, how do they get in touch with you? So you want to go ahead and give out your contact numbers?
My contact numbers are 928-649-1806 or 928-300-3807. I can also be contacted through Dr. Valerie.
Yeah, and that's...
I would give my email address, but I'm not a computer person because I exist on an intuitive basis. And even though I deal with numbers as attributes and as sonics, as keynotes, and not the binary system. So I can't use my intuition with my computer, and so I'm consistently flummoxed.
Those darn computers, they do exactly what you tell them to do.
Yes, they do. And they just won't respond to my intuition, and I get very flummoxed, and I usually turn it off and walk away. So, but my email is PelorusJack, PelorusJack, @earthlink.net. And I check that every other day.
Okay, great. We've got a couple of listeners that have been texting in on the fast chat, and they're saying they're definitely going to contact you for a reading. And like I said, I highly recommend it. And I also had Nobo do a reading on a gentleman friend. And that was so funny. It was so cute when you called me up and said, "Oh my God, this is a good man." I said, "Oh,
very good man."
Yeah,
I'm still concerned about his hurt. I know that this man likes to travel a lot, and I'm a little concerned about that. I think that there's an escape mechanism going on there, but I think that what is in his heart has to do with a hearth, has to do with the fireplace, has to do with home cooking. And I think that because he doesn't have this, he's like a will-o'-the-wisp or a rolling stone or something. And he really needs that hearth quality, and that's why I'm glad that you and him have made contact, because you have that ability to create that hearth and keep it warm all the time. So I look at it as a very good match.
Yeah, and that really helps too. And listeners, when you see how these numbers kind of pan out, it's really interesting, especially with the master numbers. When you see someone's master numbers, you can see where they fit in with yours. And when you understand what stage they're at with that number, then it helps you to have a lot more patience with them than you would normally. And so it, you know, and you could tell them what your problem is too, you know.
Right.
It's kind of like, okay.
One focus of mine is to work with families and couples and people who are dealing with people with addiction. We have this horrible substance within our society now called meth, and meth is a very damaging substance. And it's damaging because of what it does to the dopamine brain cells, and it can regenerate or may not. Excuse me. The problem with the addiction is not so, there is a problem with addiction, and I found it in the master numbers, and I'm able to help the people who are around the person going through these horrible challenges and things that are around meth and alcoholism and a lot of these addictions, and be able to give them some answers as to why this is going on. And I like to help people with that because there's a great burden placed on moms and dads and brothers and sisters and lovers and wives and husbands when they're dealing with a person who has become a meth addict. And I don't charge the meth addict with injustice, I charge whoever started this person out with such a gruesome substance to put in their body that has just wiped, you know, just instantly wiped out their dopamine. So I like to present the truth to the loved ones who are suffering around them to let them know, no, this person's not an awful person. This person's a fabulous person with high potential. And that's why that they went into an addiction, because their master numbers were so high they just didn't know what to do, because families grieve over this. Well, if only I did this, well, if only, and it really has nothing to do with them at all. It has everything
and
to
the
do
way you,
with I'm done.
Yeah, the way that you explained it to me the other day made a lot of sense when you were talking about how the master numbers vibrate, that vibration is so high and it's constant and you can't ever get away from it.
Right.
And it just continues. And so it's kind of like, you know, if you hate the sound of talk shows on TV, and it's like somebody kind of just turned the volume up and left it on this really irritating Jerry Springer show, you know. Yeah. I mean, this is my own thing that I'm putting in there, but this is what I'm likening it to. And it's like, you know, you've got to move and you've got to get away from that, and yet you can't, you know, and it's kind of like it's just there. It's constantly irritating. And unless you have some way to move through it, like go into the other room, turn the TV off or whatever, you know, but something in order to get away from that that constancy and that no escape feeling, then it would truly drive you to drugs or drink or you know, risky criminal behavior or
and
whatever.
It's, and it's mostly because of our nervous systems are just too slow.
Mm-hmm.
And the master numbers have a lot to do with our nervous system. If someone has, like, the quad five numbers, the quad five numbers would just shoot that nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system, into fight and flight mode. I mean, the sympathetic nervous system, and then the parasympathetic nervous system may not be able to bring it down. So this person may always seem to be in fight and flight mode all the time and is unable to control it except go out and have some alcohol. And that's the only way he or she might be able to do it or to, you know, nurture an obsession or something. So it's really not their fault. It's the resignation that's pouring from them and the nervous system unable to bring it down. The gentleman who had quad fives in his chart, the quad fives ended up at the bottom on Gaia, and that means that he had many lifetimes all over this planet, and it had to do with a lot of freedom. But his lesson in this lifetime is to mellow this out for himself and realize what a family unit is, what love in the home means. But because they're so high, it causes him to go into the negative of the expression, which is a rolling stone, someone who just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
That's how powerful the numbers are.
Wow. Well, I can tell you, too, that looking at my own numbers, you know, it explained a whole lot of things. Because I mean, I got to the point where I was like, why am I the one that always has to give everybody everything? You know, why am I the one that's got to take the high road? And I've got all these little jerky people, you know, trying to create chaos in my life and all that kind of stuff. When I saw my chart, I went, oh, okay, I get it, and it's going to continue. So like, why be frustrated about it?
Right. That's the biggest thing. About the Chaldean numbers is that if you come to accept what resonates from you and the energy that you carry with you, which is, you know, just putting out all these atoms and vibes and everything all the time, and you can't stop it. It's like people say, well, why don't you just sit down and calm down? And you say, I can't. It's not in me. Well, guess what? It's not. But there's ways of dealing with it, and one of the biggest ways of dealing with it is total acceptance of who you are. Chaldean numerology offers a person to know thyself, and once you know thyself, anything is possible, anything in the world. Another thing that's really good about the Chaldean numerology is I'm able to help a lot of battered childhood survivors. better mm-hmm. childhood survivors have, a lot of them have come out of the Piscean age of the old religious dogma and institutions and patriarchs and a lot of control, and they were so hurt when they were children. And what I do for a better childhood survivor is I will run the numbers of their parents to find out what's going on there. And what I found is the abuse that that person received had absolutely nothing to do with that person on any kind of a level, not spiritual, not mental, not physical, but it was an end result because the parents were not living out their potential, and they used the child as a scapegoat, because childhood, better childhood survivors carry so much guilt and so much fear, and it's something that they deal with on a day-to-day level. Because people will say to them, well, you must have did something to deserve that. And they also live with that horrible, spare the rod, spoil the child, stuff hoovering over top of them. So there's a lot of that guilt, which is a leftover, which is left over from the crystallized Piscean age. And when I run the numbers of the parents and I show to them, this really has nothing to do with you. This is something that went extreme, and it was an accident, and you did not deserve this in any way, shape, or form. Please release it. Please seek someone out like Dr. Valerie, who can help you with tinctures, who can help you with her medical knowledge, who can help you with her holographic projection room, who can help you get through this. But you must accept that this has nothing to do with you, although it's impaired your body. Somatically, it's inside your cells, but somebody like Dr. Valerie can get it out for you, and you can live through the potential of your numbers and live at a high vibration and live a joyful, happy life.
And that's a good point.
That is one of my main focuses with Chaldean numerology, is to bring peace to the battered childhood survivors, because I have full empathy for the pain that is so isolated and so alone and so fearful and so much sadness, when we can take that pain away.
And this can be very quick too. I want to give out your numbers again, because we're almost out of time. So the contact numbers are 928-649-1806. And there's a typo on this, the stuff I put on the website. The second number for the cell is 928. It's down there as 918, but it's 928-300-3807. And Nobo, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Oh, you are quite welcome. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, you bet. And we'll have you on again to talk about the other things that you do, and more numerology and the I Ching and all this kind of stuff. That'll be a lot of fun too.
And
I know
that
this would be really cool. So I would encourage listeners to go ahead and contact Nobo about getting a reading. And as always, I thank you all for listening. And it's wonderful to know that I have at least 3 listeners out there. And thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. And next week we're going to have another wonderful person from Sedona in here. And her name is Christine Snyder. And we are going to be talking about the reconnection. And we've got some interesting things on that. I just went through that today. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, I guess we'll let Seth and Dawn go ahead and have the air in a few minutes here so they can get the next one on. Thank you for being on, Nobo. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you.
And as always, you bet.
And goodwill and blessings to everyone.
Absolutely. As always, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.